All right, well, we made it back. Got some traditional Irish music here being sang in a pub by some drunken Irish people. We're heading to the rocky road of Dublin. There you go.
Dropkick Murphys, or yeah. Was it Flogging Molly? I think it's Dropkick Murphys.
Flogging Molly.
Flogging Molly did a version of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. See? Go to Ireland and sing songs in a bar while you're drunk. I don't know. What the hell were we talking about anyway? We're reading news.
Random shit. Well, the big Walmart distribution center.
Oh, the Walmart distribution center. That's right. So,
like, legit on fire.
Yeah, like it was burning.
Like fucking all the plastic shit in there, like the goddamn Kuwaiti oil fires.
Yeah, no kidding. Had to go in there and dynamite it.
Yeah, look, burning that out.
Not true.
It's going to look like the Simpsons tire fire.
It just burns forever. Yeah.
It's driving in town. Oh, yeah, it's the old Walmart distribution center.
It just burns. How about some news? Let's see if we can find it here. Here we go. Here we go. Watch. Officials giving update on the Walmart fire at 2:30 p.m. Let's see what the officials got to say.
Yeah, once it gets into, like, the auto section with all the fucking oil and shit in there.
Oh, man. And chemicals. All the tires in the shop. And
yeah. Flammable shit.
Not only are we going to report about it, but we're also, you can order online here at Walmart as it burns.
Just get a flaming package.
Ooh, it's not looking good. It's a pretty good fire they got going on there.
Damn.
I can't find anything here. I just keep getting commercials. I was getting some kid wanted in a chair. Come on. Can you actually play the news? You just keep playing the same. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, Walmart Distribution Center catches on fire. Fire at Plainfield Fulfillment Center. What we know about the massive Indiana blaze, apparently in Indiana.
Yeah.
Let's see. Around 1,000 employees were inside a Walmart Fulfillment Center in Plainsville near Indianapolis Wednesday afternoon when a fire broke out. Crews battled the blaze as the fire sent large plumes of smoke into the air visible for miles away. By Friday, Plainfield Fire Territory Chief Burnett Anderson said that the fire was out, although crews moving debris are still suppressing hot spots.
Yeah, okay, so they got most of the way out.
Yeah, so there you go. You're not getting your great value stuff.
It might be a little singed.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, they'll sell it anyway.
It's just put an extra thing of shrink wrap over it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. Once it comes back together, it'll be the same.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll just send it off to China. What else is going on? I don't know.
Yeah, shooting down in Arkansas.
Arkansas at the car show.
Yep.
What the hell? People just can't go and look at cars now?
Apparently this car show is huge. Like, it shuts down this town of fucking Dumas, whatever the town is called.
Hmm.
So it can get a little rowdy, I guess. And yeah, it certainly did. like some shit went down at the car show.
And they were worried about Sturges.
Yeah. I think it's basically like a big fucking block party.
Some Nashville news. Woman charged with DUI after throwing a cup of urine out the window in a construction zone. Couldn't even pull over. Leave it to Tennessee. I just pee in a bottle.
Yeah, even the truckers will put it in a bottle with it that like will close and just throw that out the window.
The Independent reports that a first grade teacher charged with drug trafficking. There you go.
Kids were the mules.
Kids here, but this in your backpack. It's fine. Now go down and see Tyrone on the corner.
Who wants to go have a field trip to the seedier parts?
Police have arrested a first grade teacher and another individual on drug trafficking charges. Anastasia Chambers, 34, was arrested at her home in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Friday. Detective seized over 4 pounds of methamphetamines.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
During this investigation, the Fayetteville Police Department said in a statement on Saturdays, Miss Chambers was arrested along with her with another person, Bradford Gordon, according to police. Both were charged with trafficking the drug methamphetamines, as well as possession of methamphetamines. The pair were accused of transporting the drug, more commonly known as crystal meth, from their property, according to the Drug Awareness Organization. Oh, so Frank.
Kids weren't involved in it. It made it sound like she had kids running drugs.
Muling drugs. Come on, get in here. You want to make a little extra money? Screw those cookies and that popcorn. I got better things. Cut you in for 10%.
Bring your kid in for a parent-teacher conference.
Just in case you don't know, crystal meth is a powerful stimulant, usually taken in pill form. I don't know.
I just like snorted it or shot it up.
You smoked it.
Smoke
it.
And then all your teeth fall out.
Yep. Police said Mrs. Chambers is a first grade teacher at the Honeycutt Elementary School in Fayetteville. The Independent approached the school for a statement. Lindsay Whitley, an associated superintendent of the Cumberland County Schools and spokesperson, it's a woman, says a spokesman, for the Honeycutt School, told the Fayetteville Observer on Sunday that the school was aware of the arrest. The arrest did not take place on the school campus, and the students were not made aware of this situation, Mrs. Whitley said. Huh. Yeah, where's Mrs. Whitley? I heard she got picked up for selling meth.
Oh, fuck. Well, now where the fuck am I going to get my meth?
Yeah. Damn, daddy done got out.
It's going to be a very productive school.
She went on to say that the Honeycutt Elementary and the school district in Fayetteville took the arrest very seriously. Oh, good for them.
As opposed to being like, meh.
You don't know about the fifth grade teacher, do you? It's a lot better drugs. She continued, while these allegations are very disappointing, they do not overshadow the work that our employees do on a daily basis, huh? Not only selling meth at night, but teaching the kids.
Yeah.
Out there doing a good for the community.
Yeah, their teachers have to work two jobs.
daily basis, how it helps students succeed in the classroom and beyond. Prior to hiring employees, the district conducted the extensive background checks, provided ethics trainings to employees once hired. So apparently they're not working. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're a first grade teacher, maybe you want to leave the meth sales to somebody else.
All right.
There you go. That's happening in North Carolina. Let's listen to some more Irish music.
We're going to try it by yourselves this time. We'll start and you finish it. Ready? Everybody sings early.
We'll sing along.
Of course you know that. Okay, so here we go. Way, hey.
Jesus.
I know this sing along. Shut up, audience. You suck. What do you say to a drunken sailor? Morning. Hey, what? Sing for me. Yeah. I know this one.
It's classic.
It's been a few times in an Irish pub. Shaving better with a rusty razor.
There are people out there. This is their life.
This is their life.
They tour around and they sing this song over and over. It's probably the thousandth time.
The same song.
Yep.
Been around forever. Oh, well, here, Dr. Fauci back. Is he back? He's been missing. He's like slipped away into the woodwork here lately. Dr. Fauci says, here's when the new surge may happen. Good news, new surge.
Yeah, apparently.
And it's not the Coca-Cola surge. It's not coming back.
Yeah. Surge, that was an interesting fucking product. Definitely drank some of it. It was trying to be like, how do we be more extreme than Mountain Dew?
Let's really make Mellow Yellow taste more terrible.
Yeah. Surge is like Mountain Dew on meth.
Mm-hmm.
But, apparently people are coughing it up over in China again. So, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. That's actually not coronavirus. Dr. Fauci says, here's when the new surge may happen. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that the new spike of COVID-19 cases should be expected thanks to the current use rise in cases across the UK and Europe due to the Omicron BA2 subvariant. It's a subvariant.
Well,
sneaking a new one in on you. Not just a variant, but a subvariant.
Variant of a variant.
Yeah. We can't just say where the rising. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't just say where we're done. There we go. Now we're going to move on. We've got to be able to be flexible because we're dealing with a dynamic situation. Dr. Fauci tells CNN Jake Tapper. Here's how Dr. Fauci believes the BA2 variant will impact the U.S. Yeah. So get ready. More corona coming. Elections around the corner. We need a variant out there so we can get some mail-in balloting back.
Well, that's already a thing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's absentee balloting.
Yeah.
But not to the extreme that they did in 2020.
No. But I don't think they're going to... You think they're going to lock shit down right before the election, which drives their fucking approval ratings into the ground?
Right. Yeah. No, I'd hope not. Not when they know they're on the ropes right now. That's why they list, you know, all the mandates and shit are getting lifted.
I think people are kind of, I don't know, it's enough.
Well, yeah. I mean, you even have, you know, liberal media going, can we just stop it? You know, are we done yet? Come on.
Like, yeah, you can go outside, but good luck driving.
Good luck driving. You ain't going too far. Ride your bike.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm sure the Saudis just keep selling oil to China and Russia.
Stephen Colbert says, just go ahead and get you a Tesla. Kid Rock tells Tucker Carlson why he is uncancelable. Kid Rock is uncancelable. Let's see why. Singer-songwriter and conservative firebrand Kid Rock has declared himself uncancelable in a clip previewing.
I know you could do that.
Yeah, in a clip previewing his appearance on Tucker Carlson tonight, the Michigan rocker told Carlson that he cannot be canceled because I don't give a fuck.
I never considered that.
Yeah.
If they would just not give a fuck, we can't cancel.
I'm not in bed with any big corporate thing. At the end of the day, there's nobody I'm beholden to.
Yeah,
no record company, no corporate interest, not nothing.
That's why.
You can't cancel me, Rock said. I love it when they try. The sit-down interview will air at 8 p.m. on Monday, coinciding with the streaming release of Kid Rock's 12th studio album, Bad Reputation. The album which will physically be released on April 6th and is first since 2017, Sweet Southern Sugar. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of first graders on meth, there's plenty of concerts coming up.
Got some real names. Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, made the official album announcement in early March, but has been releasing selected singles for months. Don't Tell Me How to Live premiered in November. With a music video to stylize with the over-the-top Weird Al Yankovic, had to clarify it wasn't one of his parody videos. That's pretty good.
Weird Al's getting phone calls.
He's like, this is you guys. He's like, no, it's
not me.
It's not me. He did it on his own. to everybody that's congregating me right now on my new Kid Rock parody video, let me clarify, that's not me. He wrote in a tweet, it's actually Kid Rock. In January of this year, Rock released an inflammatory single, We the People, which gives the finger to everyone from Dr. Fauci and the mainstream media, tech companies, and the vaccine. The chorus invokes the phrase, let's go, Brandon, a right-wing phrase for fuck Joe Biden.
Yep.
Several times during the Tucker Carlson interview, Rock sported a We the People cap. It's for you laymen out there, that's a hat. Let's see. 2022 from April 2000, the video is discussing tour. He hinted that it may be his last. I want to be able to be on my peak for this tour because I really don't know. So for the overseen future.
His peak wasn't Ba with to Ba.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But not to buy. Watch Kid Rock's clip on Tucker Carlson. So there you have it. Kid Rock out there still giving the man the finger. Looks like, you know, like some guy who says tells you he can fix your car.
Looks like Garth.
And he really can't, you know. Like, I'll fix it. And then he takes it apart because he's on meth. I told you I didn't know anything about it.
Pretty young, Garth. What the fuck did you say to me?
He does have a Garth quality about him, doesn't he?
A little bit.
It's the glasses, I think, these.
Yeah. Dana Carvey could play him.
Yeah, he could do a... Well, yeah, he could do it. Who was... Oh, that's David Spade, Joe Dirt.
Kid Rock was... A little mixture of, yeah.
Kid Rock was, you know, the crazy boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He drove the Trans Am, the red Trans Am.
Yep.
took Joe Dirt's love away.
Joe Dirt.
Talking
my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone. Do it again. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
Why Meatloaf was called Meatloaf and other crazy facts about him.
Yeah.
Let's find out why Meatloaf was called. Because he was looked like a meatloaf.
Yeah, maybe something of physical appearance.
Why was Meatloaf called Meatloaf and other crazy facts about him? When Meatloaf passed away at the age of 74, the music lost one of its most original and most powerful performers. He led one heck of a life and a career that spanned more than 55 years. He was also quite a storyteller, and many of the facts about his life are almost too wild to be true. He sampled some of the best. And I hate it when they do that.
Yeah. Some of these types of artists do.
Where is it? It's like, there you go. That's all you get. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell you why Meatloaf is Meatloaf.
Well, fuck him. His name is Meatloaf, and it's crazy reason.
He's
somebody will find
fat
it
like a meatloaf. Maybe you like meatloaf.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed the loaf of meat. Yeah. I'm like, you're always eating meatloaf meat. Hey, just call it, where's meatloaf at?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a dishwasher, and that's what they called him. You know.
Good to bed. I could see him doing that early on.
Yeah, see him busting some suds. Meatloaf, get in here. Get in here and get these pots. We're busy. Come on, man.
Tell me to sleep on it. Get the fuck out of here.
So I just want to sleep on it, baby. Lots of Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci warnings.
What's going on?
For 50 years, the Godfather has sold us a beautiful lie. How about that? Let's find out what that beautiful lie was.
Well, sure it has something to do with meatloaf.
Probably. They do love the Godfather, all those men. It's almost universally men who quote the film's well-known lines as Francis Ford Coppola and Mario Puzo's masterpiece of a movie making it. Movie making. It's also a darkly comic guide to creating a welder power in America. I once interviewed the former mobster. And such a person exists who describes seeing the Godfather with a group of fellow criminals who were so pleased and excited afterward that they felt compelled to go and hijack a truck to celebrate. you gotta give it up for the old mobsters. Yeah, let's fuck yeah, man. Let's go fucking hijack some shit. Let's commit some crime. Well, of course, they love the Godfather and reinforced every sentiment cliche held dear by the members of the cult devoted to the criminal enterprise performance by sociopaths who destroy their lives by spreading corruption. You know the fun stuff. Oh. That's pretty funny. Yeah. So basically, the Godfather probably created how the mob became later, you know, because they love the movie so much. So like, right. Yeah, fuck yeah, we're like that. That's yeah. what we do.
Become yeah. more extreme. Yeah.
Oh, it's about respect.
And it turned more into the mob guys from The Simpsons after that.
Yeah. Fat Tony.
Fat Tony. I'm like, oh, this Godfather, this is great. Vinny, yeah. go get the truck. We don't have a truck, boss. Yes. Go get the truck. Just cut to him ripping somebody out of their fucking
truck. Fat Tony, yeah. The good old Simpsons.
No, I definitely had all
the characters. Some of the other great ones, too. You know, I mean, Goodfellas one of the best. Casino was great, too, you know.
Well, Joe Pesci is, he wasn't, like, in the life, I guess, but
He definitely grew up around it.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely knew.
Such a good actor.
The folks involved. Mm-hmm. He knew the players.
Played the part really well.
Yep. Very true. But, who doesn't love a good gangster movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all good. Fuck, even, you know, De Niro is what he is, but I like that, was it The Family?
The Family was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. I like the Billy Crystal Analyze This. I thought that was.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Very
too.
Humorous. Yep. You know?
Yeah. That was funny.
And, The Family was good. I watched The Irishman.
Long.
Very long. I was like, okay, Martin. You could have added some more killing. Yeah. You know? This kinda is very,
help
very.
Help keep people, you know,
very
into it.
Kind of.
Slow
and
burn.
then Joe playing kind of more of the maid guy who was like running the whole thing instead of like, you know, the guy out there creating mayhem,
right.
You know, the soldier, you know, which he, you know, he played very well in Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and in Casino, too. Yep.
Yeah, essentially the same character.
Essentially the same
character. Except for Gone Fishing. Oh, no, wait, was that Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
No, that was Pesci, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
God, oh, yeah, it's terrible. And then,
they're not all
of course,
winners.
My Cousin Vinny, too, was pretty awesome.
My Cousin
awesome.
Vinny was good.
Was
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Marissa you know? Tomei. Yeah.
And Herman Munster.
Yeah.
Played the judge. What did you say? Utes? What's a ute?
You know what a ute is. They still have them in Australia.
Yeah.
I think Vauxhall makes them. Interesting vehicles.
Yeah.
Good for hauling hay and hauling ass. I saw that. I'm like, that's just an El Camino on the Instagram.
Yeah, fucking El Camino. They love them over there.
Yeah.
I like the El Camino. I like the, you know.
Are you more of an El Camino or a Ranchero?
I mean, the Ranchero was first.
Yeah.
You know, Ford did it first, but I think the El Camino had a better look.
It did. Yeah, and that's probably what had a better following than the Ranchero.
The Ranchero just looked like they just cut the top off the station wagon, you know?
A little too utilitarian looking.
Like,
sleek.
The 68 or the 69, you know, SS El Camino. Well, that was a badass car. A 396 in it, you know?
That's when a lot of good looking vehicles got made, the 68 and 69, Camaro, the fucking Corvette, like all the.
But we painted one that had a calinduction hood. Oh, the Cuda, yeah. Calinduction hood on it. That thing was a screamer.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, hauling ass.
Yeah. Painted it red and had a black vinyl top.
Oh, nice.
So it looked great. Like, you know, that good red.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, racing that Chevy red. Painted one Camaro, its true color, Hugger Orange.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, you know, that was the color they gave the Camaro when it was first released was orange, and they called it Hugger, and because they called the Camaro the Hugger because it hugged the road.
Oh, that's why there was one anniversary, and it was a 98 Camaro that was white with orange racing stripes, mm-hmm. and I thought it was like, looks kind of like a creamsicle, but at the same time, I was like, oh, that's why they have the orange, because of the fucking, that makes sense.
Yep.
The orange is like the tribute to.
And then automotive writer asked Chevy said, what does Camaro mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, it means that it eats Mustangs. It's a small creature that eats Mustangs. So the good old days of some fun rivalries out there in the old
Well, that whole thing with Ford
Hot Rod
Ferrari
time,
too,
Ford and Ferrari and and Carroll Shelby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Carroll Shelby was probably one of the biggest innovators, and as far as, you know, well, his mechanic, really, you know, his mechanic was pretty amazing.
Racing had a lot of its heyday because he had like touring car racing where it was like you'd have somebody in a Mini Cooper and somebody in a fucking Camaro going around the racetrack, but, and everybody's going balls out.
But he definitely did a lot for Ford. You know, I mean, he like, you know, created the like the Ford,
well,
the Ford car, but also still raced his Cobras.
Yeah.
Under Carroll Shelby.
Yep.
You know?
He was like a farmer in Texas or something like that, and he ended up like, all the Shelby stuff.
Yeah. He was just like a balls-out kind of racer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And a good showman.
Fuck yeah.
Well, he got pissed, you know, like, he talked about when he was like, I forget which race he was doing in California, but he's like, Carroll's like, yeah, I was at home. Feeding the chickens,
yeah,
you know, feeding the chickens, and my wife came out and said, "Hey, Carroll, ain't you supposed to be in a race in about an hour?" He's like, "Oh shit, yeah." He's like, "So I didn't have time to change my clothes, so I had my overalls on, and I just ran off to the drove off to the race, and then won." So that's how kind of like me and like the coverall thing became a thing.
Yeah,
you know, because it was really just because race. I was late.
Yeah. Hate that. It's like, hey, aren't you supposed to fucking be doing a race here about an hour? Like, oh fuck.
It was I think it was Bonneville. I think he was racing at Bonneville. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah. So and then I guess when he went out and he beat, I don't know if he beat Ferrari. I think he beat Ferrari when he was racing for Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
And like he had a heart attack too, I think.
He did. Yep.
While he was racing.
Yep.
And continued the race of the Le Mans race, which is like the toughest race ever.
There was, yeah, I think Ford beat Ferrari at Le Mans like a couple times. I don't know if it was two or three times. I forget the exact thing, but it's all because he got snubbed by a fucking Enzo Ferrari.
Yeah.
It was,
well, Ford wanted to buy Ferrari.
Right. And then Ferrari like, was like,
I would never sell it to anybody who makes a shit car, basically, you know.
So then he's like, oh, okay. So I'm going to write a blank check to the R&D department. And then they made the GT40,
right.
Which beat Ferrari at Le Mans a couple times. I don't know what the exact amount of times it was.
But they had a full racing team. I think they raced three of them.
Yeah.
And then Carroll Shelby raced like three of his Cobras.
Yep.
Which is bizarre, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know?
But like all the, like, I think even when like the, and then Ford would rush through on the project a lot of times, I guess he would say, you know, and I guess he was at odds with the guy who was underneath Henry Ford Jr. But he was really good friends with Lee Iacocca, who created the Mustang, So him and Carroll became like really good friends.
Yeah.
So after, of course, after Lee Iacocca went and tried to save Chrysler.
Yep.
And he brought, because Carroll got out of the car business. He's like, I'm not doing this no more. Fuck this. I fucking quit, you know?
Yep.
And he brought Carroll Shelby back out. They did the Daytona, the Shelby Daytona.
What did Iacocca kind of was? It wasn't the K
car.
It was the K car.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
But he got Carroll, and the Viper too. And the Viper was a Carroll Shelby.
Yeah, Viper was cool.
And I don't know if he did the Prowler, but...
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. But definitely the Viper, you know, and then he...
He did the PT Cruiser.
But then, you know, and then he ended up going back to Ford after you know, his time. And, you know, when they decided to bring the Mustang back and...
Yeah, they had
like, let's get Carroll's name back on it. You want to come back on it? Yeah, how much are you going to pay me?
So one of the ones that Jeremy Clarkson reviewed, and he bought one, I think. He's talking about, he's making fun of the gas tank, which is how I feel about my gas tank currently. And he's like, it's about the size of a thimble.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like a 10-gallon gas tank or something like that, and then it goes quick.
But yeah, Carroll Shelby, yeah. I mean, like I said, an innovator in, you know, in automotive. The automotive industry, you know, that guy just doing it on the craft of it, you know, not on the production of it.
Yeah, he's not looking at, you know, facts and figure like numbers, you know, apart from what's going to get the best gain as far as, you know, horsepower. And, you know, when you're fast, you got to make everything else fast as you are.
You got to make everything else fast, yep, very true. here. Oh, anyway, we've gone for a while. Oh, shit, I started this. I didn't put up a new one. Oh, well. Okay. Probably should take a break anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be.
See
what's
running
out of ideas. We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not.
But play me out, Johnny.
Play me out.
Vaudeville's dead. TV is the box that's going to bury it in.
We'll find some Irish music for you. The leprechaun here. There's a little leprechaun out there playing the old drum.
Yeah. Pretty well Irish.
Yep.
Sit down.
Sit down, fat ass.
Fucking sitting in the way.
You gotta get out of the way, you fat Irish prick. Got the little dancing wood guy.
That's cool.
I was about to give him a blowjob.
Well,
yeah, they get a blowjob from a leprechaun.
It's a bunch of drunk people. What do you think the first joke they're going to make is when they see a fucking old person in a leprechaun outfit? Hey, it's a dick hike.
There you go.
That does have to suck, though. Just getting, you know, bumped by dicks all day walking down the fucking street because that just happens to be, you got that height. Giant head. Just getting clocked by fucking Irish wieners all day.
Oh, it's going to sit on his lap. There we go.
I bet he liked the social distancing.
He got a lap dance from a leprechaun.
I feel like that would be strange. I don't think I'd be comfortable with that.
Is over yet? Well, we're wrapped up there.
It's funny.
It is funny. The Irish, they're resourceful people. All right, well, we'll be back. Maybe. We don't know.